Hi there, and welcome to this session on longing for an identity. So what I want to talk to you about today, as you know, is your identity and how we all long for an identity. We all want to know who we are and where we fit in the world. And you know, one of the very first things that children learn, aside from the how to say no, which is one of the things, of course, that kids learn right away, one of the things that kids learn very early on is their name. By the time they're 8 months old, 6 or 8 months old, most kids can recognize their own name. And that's because we are people who want to know who we are. We want to know our identity. So, you know, yes, of course, I'm quite sure that all of you do already know your identity, who you are. You have a driver's license or some sort of identification that you use. But there is a bigger question than that. And the question is, who am I in relation to my neighbor and in relation to God? Who am I? And so it's important for all of us to understand what our identity is. Now, here is a verse where Paul talks about his identity, and that verse is from Galatians 2:20. Paul says, "This is who I am. I have been crucified with Christ. I'm dead. My old life is dead. My old identity is dead. It is no longer I who live." So that old identity, it's not living anymore. "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." So Christ lives in me. My old life is gone. I have a new identity. And the life I now live in the flesh, in my body, the life I now live in my body, I'm living that by faith. By faith in the Son of God. And here's this wonderful promise. What is my relationship to that Son of God, the one who spoke the worlds into existence? What do I know about him and his relationship with me? He loved me and gave himself for me. You know, I think it's easy for us to sort of gloss over that part of that verse. We can think about, okay, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, so I should live in a certain way. And the life that I'm living, I should live a holy life in a certain way. But let's not remember the motivation, the context for living a holy life. And it's because the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. So why even talk about identity? You know, this isn't, as you're well aware, this isn't a conference about psychology, pop psychology. Does biblical counseling even care about identity issues? Do we even need to address issues about who we are and how we view ourselves? I mean, is that something that biblical counselors, counselors who want to base their work on the Bible? I mean, no place in the Bible does the word identity come up. Kind of like the way the word Trinity never comes up, but is the Bible concerned that we know what our identity is? So do we even need to address issues about who we are or how we view ourselves? Isn't that part of the pop psychology psychobabble we're trying to replace? To answer that question, I would say no. The Bible, even though it never uses that word identity, is all about who God is and who we are. The Bible is all about who God is and who we are in his world. And so it's important for us to know and for our counselees to know who they are because of what God has done for them in Christ. So we are, all of us, everyone is always searching for an identity. And you're going to see this in your counselees all the time. They won't come in saying, I need to know my identity. They're going to ask questions like, why am I not loved? Why don't I fit in with other people? Why do I always feel like I don't understand myself, or I don't understand the people around me? So we are searching for identity. So we can assume that in the very beginning, neither Eve nor Adam even considered their identity. See, part of our search for our identity has to do with the fact that life is not what it once was. So neither Eve nor Adam considered their identity. They didn't, you know, get up in the morning and go for a walk in the garden and say, I don't know who I am. Eve, tell me who I am. Or Adam, who am I? They didn't know. They didn't ask those questions. We ask those questions now. They didn't ask those questions because before the fall, they were not self-absorbed at all. I'm not even sure how self-aware they were. I think our self-awareness comes out of our brokenness. They never asked questions about identity. And in this way, they were like little children in innocence, giving and receiving love and being content with who they were. So, can you imagine what identity was like for them? They lived life without mirrors. Now, I just want you to think about that for 1 second. What would it be like to live your entire life without a mirror, without looking at yourself, without thinking about, well, how do I look? I mean, first of all, how much time would you save? But what would life be like without mirrors? They had a perfect relationship with one another and their father, who loved and welcomed them. They knew who they were by observing the juxtaposition with others. Eve knew she was loved and welcomed. Their entire identity was wrapped up in their perfect relationship with each other and with the Lord. They knew who they were because they saw who they were with, and they knew that they were loved. And here's the most amazing, one of the most amazing statements in the Bible. Eve was naked, Adam was naked, and they weren't ashamed. Why? Because they weren't looking at themselves. Well, of course, their bodies were perfect, but it wasn't like, okay, my body's perfect, so I'm better than that person. It was, my body is perfect, but I don't even think about it. I think this is going to be so glorious. When we are living on the new earth and we have our new bodies, it's not like we're going to, maybe at one point we'll look at ourselves and say, wow, this is what I was supposed to always look like. But then after that, we won't even care anymore. It'll be completely immaterial. They lived life, they worked, they learned, they loved, they enjoyed one another, and they didn't obsess about who they were and what they were like. So where do we look today? So where do we look today for our accomplishments? Where do we look today for our identity? Remember that there was this shattering of their personhood. See, in the fall, they didn't just sin and eat the fruit of the tree. They didn't just do that, but their entire identity, how they thought about themselves and others, was shattered. their personhood was shattered